What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to episode 647 of Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
God damn it.
Today we talk about the Doug Llewellyn movie.
Yeah, and it's Monday, and we talk about 4K TV.
Yep, and the Starbucks diet.
Por qué?
And how you might be a bird.
Thanks for listening.
Well, hello there, people.
Why, hi.
It is the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show, number 465319, otherwise known as
6479er.
Yep, 647, everybody.
What's happening? It's Monday.
Yeah, I don't know what that is in real time. Is that? That's probably close to 250, right?
6479er.
I thought at first he asked me who this song was, and then I heard what I thought were bells, so I thought it was For Whom the Bells Toll.
Nope.
Which isn't the Metallica song, because that one's For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Yeah, and
there ain't multiple bells, there's just one.
I remember back in 85, 86, I got in trouble for mispronouncing it and putting the S on the wrong word.
Oh, really? Whom's? Did you say For Whom the Bell Tolls?
No, I said For Whom the Bell Tolls, or for whichever. I still do it. I don't...
I do that with every song.
What's the right way? For Whom the Bells Toll? Or is it the bell toll?
I think there's just one bell.
Okay, that's it. So I said
for whom, but I'm not sure.
I said For Whom the Bells Toll. Just, retarded, For Whom the Bell Tolls. God, yeah. Are you a Metallica fan or not? Yeah. And that was a girl talking, by the way.
I know.
So that's a weird girl voice.
No, I actually, like, sorry I didn't fucking stare at the back of the CD for a while.
Oh, well, didn't you listen to James Hetfield? For Whom the Bell Tolls. So yeah, I didn't ask you if you'd ever... I asked you if you'd ever heard this song.
No, I don't even know who it is still.
I know, it's an instrumental, so they'll never give it away.
All right, I'm going to guess Ugly Kid Joe.
Oh, man. Okay, that was really close.
All right, it's a Badly Drawn Boy.
Nope. This is a band...
Those two bands kind of sound like they would do it together.
I can't remember which is the band and which is the title of the album, but they turned into Foo Fighters. This is Dave Grohl's first solo project before Kurt had passed away. It's called Late.
I thought you were going to go with the Sunny Day Real Estate, but I knew it was way too hard for Sunny Day Real Estate.
This is just Dave all by himself, and this is an instrumental called Pokey the Little Puppy. Hmm. Remember that story, the Pokey Little Puppy? Hmm. You might be too old or too young for that. I'm too old. I'm old enough to know my aunt had a storybook called The Pokey Little Puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a pokey little puppy. He was always poking his nose into stuff he wasn't supposed to and getting in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Classic children's book, right?
Yeah, my phone's ringing. That's weird.
You know what? It's a Sunny Day Real Estate, which is another early Foo Fighters-ish thing, right?
Yes. Well, two of the guys ended up in the Foo Fighters.
The Sunny Day Real Estate, I remember my friend Brian Langthroop.
Yeah,
he was into them.
And, really?
Yeah.
They're not very punk.
And he liked stuff more later, though, that was more underground, I think, than punk.
All right, that's cool.
You know, the underground kind of sub-pop kind of thing, too, I think he kind of liked. And maybe not, I can't remember. But anyway, yeah, plus they were on a compilation, weren't they, on that Afternoon Delight compilation? Anyway, they're seeing a resurgence, I think, amongst the emo children.
Huh.
Like an early innovator of emo.
Emo
now,
children.
People are saying.
Yeah.
Because they were kind of like that, I guess. I haven't listened to them forever, but I remember them being kind of Afghan Wiggy. but a little bit more rocking than Afghan Whigs.
Yeah, but not very much more.
No, but I think they just electrified more than the Whigs did.
Electrify.
Yeah.
Electrify.
Were the Afghans, they weren't all acoustic, were they?
No, no. The one song I remember them from them is not even their most popular or whatever, or maybe it was, but it was called Retarded. Who you call retarded now? And that had, it was like a full-on grunge band. No acoustic. I'd never
Afghan
heard it.
Afghan Whigs?
Yeah.
Huh.
Greg Dooley.
Yeah. I haven't heard them for
he's
a Dooley's age.
He's Dooley noted.
Was he related to Tom Dooley?
I don't know. How do you spell it?
I don't know. That guy was always laying his head down, wasn't he?
Tom Dooley?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I'm trying to remember. I'm having
and
a flashback.
I think it's an old Irish song.
Yeah, and the Macabre
Lay Your
song
Head. Yeah, I think it's a well-covered song by many people.
They turned him into a psychopathic killer.
He might have been.
Yeah, or maybe someone called himself that, because a lot of people like to name themselves after famous
serial killers.
Yeah, I would if I could. I'm going to go this whole year. You could just call me John. John Wayne Gacy.
All right.
I'm going to clown around, bury some children in my yard. Well, they're children to me, teenagers. But have you ever eaten at Starbucks? You have?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have?
They got those like croissant witches things type of things.
Witches.
Where it's like but it's a more top end lunch meat than just ham. It's like Black Forest ham or
croissant,
you know, smoked turkey with a nice piece of deli cheese and on a decent croissant or whatever. Step up from fucking the Burger King thing.
Oh, for sure.
But, you know, I mean, it's also like $3 or $4, I think, for one.
This woman took a challenge this last year. In 2013, she ate nothing but Starbucks for
what?
1 year.
She should have ate nothing but starfish.
She did have a side home diet of chocolate-covered starfish.
Diet.
But no, it was a Starbucks diet was more than $7,000 for the year, $20 a day. And this doesn't give any credit to the story. The lady's name was Beautiful Existence.
It's weird.
Existence said she challenged herself to eat only foods purchased at Starbucks, and she managed to lose weight on the diet even. Challenges in previous years included shopping only at Goodwill for the year of 2011.
What would you buy there to eat? You're buying gumballs out of the little quarter machine out front?
Shopping. Not food. I think it's just shopping for stuff. I don't know.
They might have, like, old crackers or whatever, or they just might have, like, you know, candy bars you can buy off the at the counter and stuff, you know, impulse buy stuff.
Yeah. And she doesn't think that the Starbucks diet was unhealthy at all. She said that they put together menu items in protein bistro boxes. And, you know, as long as you're active and as long as you really monitor the intake of your calories, you absolutely can lose weight. Her new challenge is to try out as many new recreational sports as she can during the year of 2014, which is fucking stupid compared to these other fucking challenges.
Yeah. The Starbucks thing, I don't know. I mean,
that's cool.
You know, it wasn't I remember the croissant, which wasn't bad. Yeah, but I could imagine it would be spendy as fuck. You know, and they got like cookies and any, you know, biscotti and all that kind of shit.
A witch.
But I don't know what you'd order there for dinner.
Cast sandwiches on you.
Huh.
Croissant witch.
What would you have there for dinner? That's what I'm trying to figure out. I guess you just have coffee. They probably got coffee cake there, too.
You want to come up for some coffee tonight? It's 11. Yeah, I'm going to have some coffee.
Yep.
Let's do that.
Upside down pineapple cake.
Oh, you saw those fake ads for all those overdoses of marijuana, right?
I didn't see any of those ads, but I saw that there was some news swirling around that people died in Colorado because they just... The law went into effect.
Yeah, the day that the pot was effective, the law was effective. It said 37 people die of marijuana overdoses.
Yeah.
But that wasn't true because the doctor was from Lost, and one of the people who OD'd was Jesse Pinkman, a former meth dealer from
yeah,
Albuquerque, but no,
it just showed though that there is still a lot of misinformation out there
that people will believe.
That yeah, exactly. That there's so much of that misinformation that it was believable that happened. People were just oh my God, let's.
But there has been a toddler from Longmont, Colorado, who has tested positive for THC just days after it became legal in the state. 2-year-old Evelyn Hernandez might have gotten that pot cookie she stumbled across in the grass outside of their apartment. That's what the mother said.
What? While she was out in the grass?
That's what the mom says. The mother says her daughter may have just eaten part of a pot cookie that she stumbled across in the grass outside of their apartment. It was brown, like a chocolate chip cookie, Hernandez said. About a half an hour after she confiscated the cookie, Hernandez noticed something was wrong with Evelyn. She was asleep. She was opening and closing her eyes, and she wouldn't walk really well, and she was weak. So they tested her for THC, and it came back positive. They did a blood test, and...
Did they give her a hair sample and all that, too?
They said because it's legal now, it's just everywhere. It's just lying in the streets. That's what?
I wish, dude, I would have just go and fucking hang out in the
street. How could it be everywhere? They're charging $70 a fucking...
All of a sudden, people are filling up potholes with weed.
Yeah, that's what they call it for, right?
Yep.
Pothole.
We're going to fix these roads one way or another. Now we got all this weed. Let's use that.
She said, all the parents, watch out for their children. I don't want other children getting what she got, which was high on the pot.
I wouldn't want other children eating brownies they found in the yard, whether they had pot or not.
I know. It could have been a dirt clod.
It could have been... pile of dog shit, dude, because a kid might think that looks like a brownie if they're not, if they don't have a dog that they've been around, you know, all of a sudden there's this brown fucking mushy thing in the yard. Oh, look, a brownie.
So then the police searched the family's house. I guess what? To make sure the 2-year-old didn't have a stash in her crib?
Said it didn't come from inside the apartment, I guess.
It's not coming from inside the house. It came
back. Was this by Noriko Ott's apartment?
No, it was not. It was Noriko Knott. No, it was in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. But, yeah, I think that that's funny. They searched the house. They didn't find any weed. Mm-hmm. They do believe the mother's claim that she doesn't use the now legal drug.
Yeah.
Weed is not a drug.
Yep, I know.
I'm fucking mad at you people.
I know.
I'm going to kill everybody.
People
Wait, did I
off.
Say that out loud?
When they go like, the only thing people need to know is weed steal a drug and that means it's bad for you.
Drugs
or they
bad.
Go, okay. It shouldn't be legal because anything any smoke you breathe in is bad for you. And that means it's bad.
Bad
How can
is
weed
bad.
Be good for you?
I don't
like
know.
Smoking, it's the only way to ingest it.
Oh, man, I just had a sneezing fit and it cleared my nostrils.
You are a sneezing fit. You know what I find funny?
What?
That comedy show at Denny's.
Oh, that was fun and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Noriko Ott was funny. Tim was
hilarious.
Funny. Everyone was funny. It was a good show. I had funny.
Mm-hmm.
I had funny time.
I didn't warm up the crowd very well, I didn't think, before I did my own little launch of jokes.
Well...
You know?
Yeah, maybe you should.
You
say,
do, and you know, I mean, you do a show and you learn. That's what you know.
Yeah.
You do every show.
Yeah, you live,
mm-hmm.
you learn.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what I took away from my own little thing.
Yeah,
but hilarious.
Yeah, I liked it. I had fun, and everybody there had fun. Josh was really. He goes, man, this was even better than last time. And so then I got it all set up for the next one. Is January 31st with the Eugene crew. Mac and Mike and...
It's the McMix.
McMac, McMike, McG, and McMilstein.
Yep.
All M's. Some are the first name M, some are the second name M, but...
You could call it the McDenny's show, but that might be kind of weird.
Ooh. Too bad we didn't have a singer, or a singer, a fucking guy named Donald. McDonald.
That reminds me of the guy... you said you've been watching, you watched a couple episodes of Deadwood.
I did.
Deadwoodian.
I did Wood.
Did you, We talked about it, but you didn't mention Larry on there.
Larry?
From Larry, Daryl, and Daryl.
Yeah, but I never watched that.
Oh,
show,
you never so, really watched
yeah,
Newhart?
Who's he?
He's the innkeeper, Farnum.
Oh, Farnum.
Yeah, which is weird seeing him come from, you know, the Newhart thing where he just played
right.
The one, the only guy that spoke for the three brothers.
Yeah.
And almost looked like they were from that time.
Yeah. Almost.
But he's awesome in that show, Deadwood.
Yeah, I like it. I think, I don't know if we talked about it or not, but I was watching my mother-in-law, Dana's mom. She likes Westerns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, oh, what's this? And I was like, I love Westerns. And I was like, well, they cuss a lot, though. We wanted to play a Deadwood game. If you want to get drunk or get stoned, you just take a drink or take a hit every time they say cocksucker.
Dude, that would be tough during some times,
the
though.
First
you
part
wouldn't
of
be
it,
able to keep up.
Yeah, I know. It's less than there are N-words in the Quentin Tarantino movie.
When What's-His-Name is on there.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's in the first couple, the China guy.
China guy?
Yeah. He's from China.
Is he Chinese?
Yeah. And that's all he can say. He doesn't know English.
Cocksucker!
That's all he says, cocksucker.
No, I've never seen that guy.
But his job is he owns the little place that sells, he butchers pigs. And, but also he takes care of the dead bodies like you take your dead body to him and he feeds them to the pigs.
Oh. Ooh. Yum.
Yeah. And then that's where you go
oh,
and get
I
your
seen
pork.
Him feeding to the pig before. He had a, mm-hmm. a bunch of dead bodies.
Oh, yeah. Woo, that's his name. Woo.
Woo!
Yep.
All right.
Him and Al are always talking. I know, woo, cocksucker. Yes, I get it. He's the only one that can understand him.
Cocksucker. I know, woo. That's too funny.
You were talking about Jesse...
Pinkman.
Mm-hmm. And did you remember that guy that won the contest and he got to go to the Breaking Bad party? In California.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
That guy was from Florida. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. Which might make this interesting because he was charged with drug offenses.
Wow.
Yep. Which, you know, I mean, whatever. But, yeah, he was arrested for drug charges, intent to sell, and multiple drug possession charges, including synthetic narcotics.
Narcotics?
Narcotics. This isn't surprising, you know, because people do drugs and people watch Breaking Bad.
Right.
So I think your chances are probably pretty high that that guy that won that contest and most people that enter that contest probably at least have done drugs.
At least. Or they enjoy talking about it.
Yeah.
Or watching a show about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or...
And so, you know, it's probably increasingly, you know, maybe not that high, but probably pretty high that most of them probably deal.
Yeah. Deal drugs?
Mm-hmm. You know, I won't say all of them or, you know, I mean, even half. But, I mean, you know, your chances are higher of that than if somebody won a contest to go watch the finale for Seventh Heaven. I don't think you're going to find any coke dealers entering that contest.
You never know.
Yeah, that one chick was in there. Who was she? Was that Jennifer Love Hewitt? Or was she the horse whisperer? Or was she both? What's she doing whispering to horses?
I have no idea.
It's all like pillow talk.
I don't
want to be giving horses pillow talk.
Why not? I love whispering to horses.
Horse whisperer.
I've never really seen a horse whisperer. I've seen a dog whisperer.
Did you watch The Dog Whisperer ever?
No. Is that actually a show?
Yeah. The Dog Whisperer?
No, there's dog. You said horse whisperer.
Yeah.
Is that a show, though?
Yeah, you said Dog Whisperer.
Yeah, I've seen Cesar.
Yeah, Cesar Milan.
He's like Cesar from...
That's cool. He beats his wife, but he loves his dogs.
Show.
I don't know if that's true. I just remember there was some controversial about him. So I just automatically assume.
Right. Because he's a dick.
Yeah. No. You only need to watch that show once, really, though, really. Right?
Really? Only once.
I mean, then you get all the tips you need that you could probably install in trying to teach, you know, the dog what it needs to do.
Yeah.
You know, you learn a few little tricks. Like that cat guy. You ever watch the cat guy?
The cat whisperer? No, is it Cats from Hell?
Yeah, that one.
No, but you told me about it, but I've never seen it.
Yeah, like you watch that a couple times and you gather, like, the cat's, like, sitting on top of the fucking refrigerator, and every time you try to pet it, it, like, scratches the shit out of you. So you get it some climbing toys so it can go on its own little things up and high because it likes to climb. It's a climbing cat, and, you know, some species are like that. And, you know, just give him some, or, you know, don't put all his toys in another room. He wants to hang out in the fucking, with you guys or something, whatever, you know. And the girlfriend's like, you got to take your cat's toys out of the front room. And then, you know, if they're always ornery and fucking scratching people, play with them.
Yeah.
You know, play with them once a day. Fucking get out that little cat with a string, tire him out, fucking play.
Yeah, spray some catnip spray on something.
Oh, man, and they fucking love that stuff.
They go crazy, I don't know.
Or just buy one of those catnip plants.
Can you get those?
Yeah, the fresh catnip, dude, they fucking... My mom had a little catnip plant, and I'd just take one leaf of it and just, like, I'd rub it on the cat's nose and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Be all mashing it up and stuff, and it would freak out even more than regular catnip. It would just... Like, fuck.
Yeah, we bought this spray. And
mm-hmm.
It's just like,
yeah, they love it.
Yeah, and I just sprayed on the scratching post, and they just freak
out.
Oh,
man. Yeah. Yeah. So,
and
you know.
Why do they freak out?
It's fucking.
It's cat crack, right?
It's nip, yeah. They need to find some human nip.
Human nip?
Yeah, you just spray it on your couch, and all of a sudden you just start rubbing against it.
You start nipping it. You start nipping out.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. So you were already talking about Florida, and I was looking for my crazy Florida story of the week. What the fuck's going on right now?
Star Wars. Is that what's going on?
No, why is there music playing? Oh,
that's
ads,
funny.
I see.
I thought that was Star Wars.
No. That was supposed to be my crazy Florida music. Remember this from last week?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I found a bunch of things on this other site that said that Florida has the craziest stories ever since the 90s, and that's been known.
And crazy Floridians.
Florida police have arrested and charged a 23-year-old man with armed robbery after he allegedly used a tomahawk to rob a 7-Eleven on Wednesday.
Was he scalping tickets over there?
He was scalping tickets. According to reports, Christopher Sabraski of East Naples, entered the store and he bought an energy drink and a bottle of water. And then he began chatting with the clerk. And he stayed in the business until all the other customers had left. At that point, Sabraski pulls out a 6-inch tomahawk out of his backpack and showed it to the clerk. And he said, I'm going to put this on the counter and you're going to put your money in my backpack.
Huh. I used to like to play with one of those tomahawks, the plastic ones that you could buy as a kid, you know, because they were pretty heavy duty back then.
Oh, this tomahawk
had just fucking hunk of plastic.
This tomahawk had a 4-inch knife attached to it.
Yeah, I could believe it.
The clerk said, quote, I was flipping out.
I would be too, man. I would be too.
Then the customer entered the store. Another customer came in, and Sabraski gave the clerk the weapon to make it look like he was simply showing him the tomahawk.
What? Oh, here you go.
Oh, you want to see my tomahawk? Check it out. Sabraski left the store without any money, and he was arrested outside of his home later. He told police that the alleged robbery was a joke, and that he never intended to steal any money from the 7-Eleven.
But he did.
No, he didn't.
Oh, he left without any money.
Yeah, he did. So that was a funny little tomahawk story from recently.
Those fucking Floridians.
But there's a bunch of stories, but now that I try to find them, they're all like just pictures.
Yeah.
Three charged in a theft of a giant purple chicken near Palataca.
Palataca!
There's a guy going through a drive-through ATM in a scooter.
Dude, I went to Florida once and a guy fucking started preaching to me. He said, Jesus blessed us all with our ears and our eyes. And I said, I only got one ear. Thanks, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. There's a lot of gators down there in Florida. Maybe that's what makes everybody so crazy. They got signs to say, danger, do not feed or molest.
Yeah, I know. They finally passed that law, though. They made bestiality illegal there recently.
It says gators cannot be tamed, and feeding them can result in them mistaking a hand for a handout.
It took three times for them to pass the anti-bestiality law there in Florida.
It's $500 for fucking a gator. That's a $500 fine for Florida state statute.
Which, depending upon... That might not be that bad of a deal, depending on how much a prostitute costs over there. It might be cheaper.
Do you know how much a prostitute costs?
If it was over $500, I'd look at that gator a bit differently. Because once they're on their back, they're for sleep, right?
I guess so.
Once you rub their belly, they're all good to go.
They're just like...
Yep.
They just start purring like a kitten.
Yeah. You could even stick your dick in their mouth and be safe. That would be a trick.
It says no molesting.
That would be a trick.
That's a $500 fine for that trick.
Yeah. You see people stick their hand in the gator's mouth and stuff all the time, right? Or their head.
The only time you should do that if you could actually do an illusion. Man, this jazzy.
Have you seen
that
guy, internet clip, that he puts his head inside the alligator and he clamps down?
Oh, I've seen a couple of those that are different.
Yeah.
It's just retarded.
It's just fucking, what are you doing?
Yeah. He's like, and then all of a sudden, Slippy.
Yeah, that's the same as that grizzly guy, man.
Dude, you got five guys trying to pry the guy's fucking face off.
Right. That reminds me of that video, too, of the that porn video where the guy sticks his whole head up the chick's vagina.
Vagina?
Vagina.
Vagina.
The vagina.
I got a bag of vaginas.
Yeah, is that even possible?
He stuck his head up her vagina?
He had a big fucking head, too. It was all bald and stuff.
Man.
But it kind of looked faked because I watched it a few times.
Yeah.
Because I was like, man, that looks fake. Like her, like something didn't look right.
Yeah.
So I was like,
I don't think that that's possible. That's a triple I don't think.
Yeah.
I don't think that that's possible that you could actually do that because that's a fucking huge vagina.
I have some related news about a rabbi in Pittsburgh. Do you know any rabbis?
I have never met a rabbi. The closest I've met to a rabbi is probably Seth Milstein.
All right, yeah, okay.
He's the Jewiest guy that I know, and he's not even a Jew. He's just half Catholic by association.
Yeah, so there's a lot of Jews in Pittsburgh, which may or may not be true. There was a rabbi there, and he was performing a bri.
Ooh.
Is that what they call it?
A bris.
A bris.
Are you talking about the snip snip?
Yeah, he was doing a snip snip because in Jewish law,
maybe two brises might.
In Jewish law, if a doctor does it, it's not honored by Jewish law. You have to have a rabbi do it.
Wow.
So you'd be outcast because you want a doctor to be handling your baby junk, right?
Yeah.
But he screwed up. This rabbi screwed up and accidentally cut the kid's dick off, dude.
Ah! Completely off?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Dude, that's like Seinfeld come to life. There's an episode of Seinfeld where they didn't cut it off, though, but geez.
Well, I don't know if it became completely detached, but from my looking over it, it sounded like it.
Detachable penis.
Yeah. He said it was a horrible accident the rabbi did, but he continues to perform them, which I don't know anybody that would be willing to do that after that.
Huh. Yeah, I would retire.
Why is it against Jewish law, though, that a doctor can't do it? That's just weird, isn't it?
That is weird.
Like, because it's like, you know, you can't be re-brisked afterwards, like, oh, I didn't know that. He wouldn't be recognized as a Jew if I did that, and you're all freaking out.
You can be re-brisked. What do you say? You can't be re-snipped after they try to snip you once?
I guess you could be. Dude. But after the doctor already did it, I mean, fuck.
I mean, fuck what?
I don't know.
I wouldn't go to that. Is it a doctor that does it?
It's a rabbi.
Yeah. Why don't they have doctors do it?
They should, dude.
I mean, you just have some guy coming in with a scalpel, a penis at that.
I always just imagine it's a fucking cigar cutter. Like, you know, because you hear that phrase.
I don't.
Just use a cigar cutter.
I've never heard that.
No. Oh. And then after a while, you just keep, and that's what you imagine when you think of that.
You do?
Yeah.
That's what you do?
When you think of, like, oh, somebody's going to fucking perform a brie, they're probably bris, they're probably using a fucking cigar cutter.
A brie or a bris, which is it going to be?
It's a brie. They call me the bris.
I fucking hate my computer. It keeps blowing down the road.
Is that a popular Lynyrd Skynyrd song?
Yeah, I hate my computer. Because I hate my computer, because it's a piece of shit, yeah.
I saw the longest setup to a joke ever the other day when I watched Quantum Leap.
What was the joke?
It was the original lyrics of Buddy Holly's song was Piggy Sue Wee.
Ah.
They spent the whole fucking episode on something else, and then at the end, that was what he did to save the episode.
Sue Wee!
So the whole episode was just fucking setting up that fucking joke.
Weird.
It was.
How do people get away with that stuff that ends up on TV?
I don't know. Did you know Dean Stockwell's still alive?
Yeah, you were just telling me that the other day at the comedy show, and I argued with you for a second, I think.
I thought he died in like 85, which was before Quantum Leap even filmed. No, I thought he'd been dead for like 15 years.
Why would you think that?
I just thought that I must have a memory in my head of like hearing news that he passed away.
Huh. Yeah. Well, whatever.
So I thought, I woke up the next day and I thought, man, if that's true, maybe Nelson Mandela's still alive.
Mandana.
He's not. And then I thought, well, maybe Phil Everly's still alive. And then he's not either.
Oh, man.
And I wondered, because this is the first episode that we've actually filmed, right?
Yeah.
With our audio film.
We're totally filming it, yes.
And
I'm covering the film.
I wondered.
We waited for it to dry before we started, and now it's really filmy.
I wondered if you had any predictions of deaths this year.
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I don't remember who I stole this from, but Donald Sutherland will be dying this year.
Really?
Yeah, 2014. So you guys can start
Doug Stanhope has his celebrity death pool that you can get on.
Yeah,
you
but
could join
a
funeral home and get points like a fantasy league.
Doesn't that cost money, though?
No.
Oh, no?
I don't think so.
Do you win anything?
You might be able to bet something.
Oh, I thought people bet on that shit.
You might be able to. It's like a fantasy sports thing, but it's you get points based on picking people who die the coming year.
I think it's probably going to be Donald Sutherland.
Wow.
And,
Dean, that's huge.
And another DS, Dean Stockwell. Because some people thought he was dead for years, so no reason for him to hang around. How old is he now?
Dude, he's been very active in film. I just don't watch what he's on.
I've seen him in a few things. Can't remember, though. I did watch that No Country for Old Men last night.
It isn't anymore.
I've seen it a bunch of times, but I like it. But I hate the ending because I still don't know who got the money. Where'd the money go? Nobody didn't say. Where's the money?
It's in the back of the trunk.
What trunk?
In Pulp Fiction.
Oh!
Ah!
From one movie. And I didn't realize till I put it together when he said, what's the most you've ever lost on a coin toss? That's all. Sir? I said, what's the most you've ever lost on coin toss?
Mm-hmm.
This coin is from 1958. It's traveled for 22 years to get here. It's like, oh, so this movie is in 1980. That's a 1980 movie.
Hmm.
Did you ever know that? Ever think about it? Yeah. I thought because of the police cars and stuff, I was thinking 70s, but 1980, March of 1980.
Interesting. I've only seen it once.
Dude, you should watch it again. It's really, really good.
I own it.
It's got Stephen Root in it for a short period of time. Woody Harrelson shows up at the same time he does, which is awesome. But,
Stephen Root, you're talking about Jimmy James?
Who's Jimmy James?
Stephen Root.
In that movie?
No, Jimmy James and News Radio, the TV show.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I only watched, that was a long time ago that I watched that, but yeah, for sure.
I was just making sure because I thought that was who Stephen Root is.
From Office Space. I want my stapler.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not even Stephen Root. He was also in that movie I recently watched that I can't remember that I told
you. He's in a lot of movies.
Yeah, he is. Way more. And he was always playing like a different character.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. He was in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of Coen Brothers people were in there too. Mm-hmm.
But Jimmy James, News Radio, that stuff's awesome. I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, that's where I started watching it. I keep saying I'm going to, but someday I'm going to have internet.
You feel Hartman on that, man.
Yeah, he's dead.
And then he was replaced by John Lovitz.
He died sometime.
And then, you know, there was that great episode with both of them in there where John Lovitz was going to fucking jump off the roof.
Oh, yeah? I didn't get to that. I didn't even know that John Lovitz was on there.
Yeah, he finished up the series. He was the kind of came in. He was a guest star, and then I think Lovitz, or then Phil Hartman died. And so they kind of finished it out, the story out. And Andy Dick, Joe Rogan, there was that one chick, Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall.
Yep.
Stephen Root was the boss. A couple other people that didn't do anything.
I think it was a pretty overlooked show, underrated show.
It was. It was. It had sometimes some dry humor.
Yeah.
You know? But sometimes reminded me of Head of the Class.
How so? Or are you just lying?
I don't know. Because Andy Dick had glasses and kind of looked like that scrawny kid from Head of the Class. And I don't know. It was funny. I remember Joe Rogan was the handyman guy on there.
Yeah.
Phil Hartman was always smoking in there. And they had that episode where he stopped smoking and he wasn't as funny. And so they fucking let him smoke in his office.
That was fucking so funny, that episode. I saw that one. It was so full of smoke.
Mm-hmm. It was. He's all just rambling away in there.
He lost his whole personality, though, when they went.
He did. It was funny.
That'd be like if we didn't get to smoke.
Dude, what a genius that guy was, man.
I thought so.
This is, you know, fucking... He should have... What movies did he do?
Who? Phil Hartman?
Mm-hmm. Besides Colin Blow, the movie...
He was in like a lot of the Saturday Night Live movies, but just not large parts. Like he was in Coneheads.
They'd always just write a part for him, yeah.
Yeah. And he was, I don't know, might have been in some...
Night at the Roxbury. Oh, that was way past his time, probably.
Yeah, when did he die?
90s, I thought.
We're all asking each other a question.
I already knew.
He was in Jingle All. He was in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh yeah, that's right.
House Guest, Small Soldiers. It was probably just his voice. He did a lot of voice work though. You got to know.
You
that.
Dude, man, on a.
You dude, man.
You dude, man. Simpsons.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. He was dead before they did the movie, though, wasn't he?
98.
Is when he died.
Yeah.
Well, then,
15 years ago.
He did the Simpsons movie.
No.
Maybe not.
He was 50. So now he'd be 65. This is Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, he was in Sergeant Bilko with Steve Martin.
I haven't really ever watched that, I don't think. That'd probably be pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
Be funnier than fucking You Sub Fraser Crane in a sub movie.
You Sub?
what was that movie? U5, U-Boat 571 or something?
Oh, with John Bon Jovi?
Mm-hmm.
Look
at that picture on his Wikipedia, Phil Hartman, dude. Who the fuck is that?
He's a fucking suave dude with like a...
fucking people go to Wikipedia to look at that picture of Phil Hartman.
He looks like it's like the
70s
Phil Hartman.
Him as Chick Hazard, Private Eye, circa 1978.
I knew it was 70s. It had to have been. Someone knocking at the door?
Is somebody
ringing the bell? Hey, Getch. Do me a favor. Open it up. Let him in. I might be wrong, though. It could just be wind. I can't see. The fucking sun is shining down on me.
I saw this guy singing in a Beatles cover band once.
a Beatles cover band?
An early Beatles cover band before.
Phil Hartman?
No, Flames.
Flames Hartman?
Yep. I saw Flames sing in an early Beatles cover band.
When?
Right here at my house. You were playing drums.
Oh, that's right. Beatles rock band. Dude, you're coughing a lot.
I'm going to have to get a coffin if I keep coughing.
Why you cough so much?
Yep.
Because I
did you know Phil Hartman had his ashes scattered over South Santa Catalina Islands in Emerald Bay?
Well, he didn't.
No, he did. He said after he died, he's like, go ahead. That's where I want it sprinkled.
Guess whose birthday it is today?
Ringo Starr.
No, this is fucking kind of weird. And you won't know it until we get to the next segment. But
oh, that's what she said.
Today, only birthday I got is a dead guy that I feel like mentioning, and his name is Syd Barrett.
Oh!
So how old do you think Syd would have been today?
Oh, well, he was born in 1946, so whatever that would have been.
You guys both know it was 1967. He said 67, you said 46. Bam. Can't even fool you guys on a Syd Barrett birthday.
We're the Madcap Laughs.
What are Madcap Laughs?
That was his album, The Madcap Laughs. Oh, dude, he had some brilliant fucking songs. And Gilmore Gilmore produced a lot of his stuff to the point to where Syd just...
Syd
fucker. He knew it wasn't just probably not record him anymore.
He would have been...
He was probably just sitting there strumming the C chord over and
not
over, you know?
Not record him anymore.
Like they... yeah, I think David Gilmore worked with him for a long time until Syd was pretty much done.
Huh.
Or went mad.
Yeah.
I think maybe even partially out of like, I mean, because he did take his place.
Yeah.
You know, and they were friends too. As
they spent a short time in the band together, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they collaborated a lot. But the weird thing is that, you know, usually when someone's birthday happens and it's they're dead, you would think, wow, I wonder what he'd be doing today. Well, he'd be probably so crazy today, he wouldn't know.
He was painting in his later years. He was taken care of by his sister. When he passed, he would be seen sometimes out gardening, like planting flowers in the front of the house.
Playing with butterflies.
Mm-hmm. Lived a real simpleman's life, I think. But I think he was probably at least socially insane from all the acid that he...
Oh, you know what time it is?
Oh, what?
It's time for What's in Hansa's CD Player Today.
What it is.
And that's weird because today is Syd Barrett's birthday.
No way.
What's Hans listening to?
Madcap Laughs.
Obscured by Clouds.
Wow.
By Pink Floyd. Now, you know Obscured by Clouds?
Is that him, though?
Hans? What? No, this is Black Sabbath.
No. I didn't know if Syd Barrett was on Obscured by Clouds.
I don't think he is, but he was in
no,
Pink
but
Floyd.
Yes, of course. You know, Obscured by Clouds is...
Is that later? Like 90s or
no,
what?
No, that was early. It was this soundtrack film, I do believe. Like More, that film More.
Ah.
It was around those days. Probably remember when we heard that one song... that we listened to a couple weeks ago, the Nile song.
Uh-huh.
It was around that time.
Huh.
I mean, that might have even
Hans,
been
Hans, I think,
album.
Really likes that era of Pink Floyd. He listens to some Gilmore solo albums from that era.
It is definitely more rocking, I think. They definitely did more like straight up like rock progressions as opposed to like the thematic... You know, drag you down. A lot of people think that don't like Floyd.
The Floyd.
Because I only know a couple. I think it's just too depressing of music. Which I think, is, you know, you could find fault in if you just listen to The Wall and, like, you know, that stuff where Roger Waters was real fucking cynical of the world.
Yeah. And he's kind of had his own little Syd Barrett freak out.
Yeah.
While making, not making fun of, but...
Well, there was a single by Obscured by the Clouds called Free Four.
Huh.
free four. Is that like 1, 2, 3, 4?
I guess. That, or you could get something for free.
1972, this was the album between Metal and Dark Side of the Moon. A year before Dark Side of the Moon, and is their last soundtrack chronology from the 70s. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Burp.
Yep, is the movie was called The Valley.
Huh.
And I think they it's got Obscured by the Clouds, When You're In, Burning Bridges. What's the Deal? That's the song title. With Watts, spelled like Watts the Deal.
Like Jerry Seinfeld?
No, like W-O-T.
What's the Deal?
Childhood's End, Stay, and Absolutely Curtains, an instrumental and chant by Mapuga Tribe.
Coitons.
Yep. So I'm not familiar, I don't think, with any of those songs offhand myself.
Well, me neither. So go, go
All Haunt. Music gives it 2 stars. But the album cover was designed by Hypnosis. Are you familiar with Hypnosis?
Hypnosis?
No, Hypnosis. I think they did. That was.
You never heard of Hypnosis?
Hypnosis?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Storm Thurgeson.
Yeah, he's dead too. He died in 2013.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, on April 18th, it says.
Fucking A, didn't he?
Yeah, he was probably my favorite.
Thurgeson.
He's probably my favorite art design album cover guy of all time. Notorious for his Pink Floyd ones as well as many others.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like The Who. He did The Who. He did the ones for UFO, Bad Company, T-Rex, AC/DC. Yes.
Oh, he did the cover of Back in Black.
Scorpions, right? Even.
Oh.
What Scorpions do you think he did?
Probably like, not Animal Magnetism, but that's not even a drawing. Love at First Sting. Did he take pictures? That was dude making out with a chick, giving her a tattoo at the same time of a scorpion.
I'll have to check.
Maybe Blackout, because that's a drawing of a guy with forks in his eyes.
He did the original ELO debut album.
Awesome.
But who were we just talking about?
Scorpions.
Oh, yeah.
Blackout.
He did way too much before that for me to get back. What year is that album?
About 81.
Jesus, okay. I'm scrolling as fast as I can, man.
Come on,
why did he work so
hard? Scrolling. Jesus.
All right. he did, Scorpions? Is that Animal Magnetism?
Oh, with the dog. That's not a drawing either. That's a weird picture. It's a lady on her knees with a Doberman and a dude.
His last album that he did was Coda.
By Led Zeppelin?
Mm-hmm.
That's a weird cover. That's like a... It's not even a picture.
Led
Zeppelin, Coda.
What about that album cover, Straight Between the Eyes? You know who I'm talking about?
Rainbow?
Yep.
Fuck yeah, I know that one.
Yep.
It hit me right there.
Yep. What about Tug of War? Who did that album?
Leon Russell.
Paul McCartney.
It was close, wasn't I? A little bit.
You were. What about High and Dry? Remember that album?
Yeah. Fucking Def Leppard.
He did that one.
That one. That had a lot of bald guys with mustaches, which was weird.
Mm-hmm. What a bunch of mustaches, which is weird.
What about
that album Fun in Space by Roger Taylor?
That's the guy from Queen, but I wasn't aware of that record. Yeah, Roger Taylor is the bass.
That was the guy from Duran Duran.
Oh, maybe it is. There's a Roger. Who's Roger Taylor?
I don't think that's Roger Taylor. I think it's something. I think there's Andy Taylor or something.
There's two Taylors. We're going to say, who is Roger Taylor?
What about that album, Difficult to Cure? You know who did that one?
Oh, that sounds familiar, but I can't.
I already said it earlier. Rainbow.
Oh, yes. Roger Taylor is the Duran Duran drummer.
Mm-hmm.
So you are correct.
What? I was fucking trying to be funny, like in one of those. It
well,
wasn't
Roger Taylor
that
is also the singer and songwriter and drummer for the band Queen.
What? It's the same guy from Duran Duran?
No, they just have the same name.
Wow. You remember this album in 1980 called No Place to Run? Who was that? They also did that album, The Wild, The Willing, and The Innocent.
Hmm.
No. That's way too early for Slaughter, 1980. I would go with UFO.
UFO.
Yep. That guy worked on some UFO albums. He did Peter Gabriel's 3 album.
No MSG.
Yep.
It's gluten-free. That should be Michael Schenker's new solo album.
He went in through the outdoor.
Did he do that cover?
Yep.
Dude, we talked about that before. That's an awesome cover.
Mm-hmm.
6 different album covers shot from the point of view of the 6 people in the photo,
mm-hmm.
and you couldn't tell which one you were buying because they sold it in a paper sack.
That's so fucked up, man. That's ultimate marketing.
Yeah.
He did that.
There was a guy at the piano. There was a black chick at the bar. There was another guy smoking a cigarette. I can't remember. I have that record, but I don't have the paper. It got ripped or something. It was like, it was a sleeve like a record would be in, but it was paper sack material. And then there was like a stamp on the upper corner that just said Led Zeppelin Into the Outdoor Atlantic Records or whatever.
Yeah, and yeah, you couldn't buy it if you walked in the front door of the record shop, right?
You could buy it, but you couldn't look at it. You couldn't look under the paper bag.
He did some bad Company albums, but I'm not going to name those.
Well, Company was a pretty shitty bad band, but they had some bad albums.
And the Scorpions, he also did Love Drive.
Love Drive! We're the fire! Yeah, I remember that.
He did a Black Sabbath's album cover.
Sabotage?
Nope.
Technical
1978.
Ecstasy. Oh, Never Say Never Die. Never
right,
say die.
Never Say Die.
Never Say Die. That was the last album with Ozzy before he came back later.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay, enough about Storm Thorgerson, all right?
Dude, he's ball over. I was just getting to Genesis and fucking...
Genesis.
XTC.
XTC. I called the drug Ecstasy XTC one time, and it turned out to be funny. I should do that more often, because someone asked me, did you just... called Ecstasy XTC.
Can I do one more?
Do one more. Give us the best one you can find.
All right. Musical Chairs, what album was that? From 1977.
Moving Pictures was Rush. Musical Chairs was...
Musical Chairs, this album, this guy...
Elp!
...came out with a self-titled album earlier in the year, apparently.
Alan Parsons!
Nope. Sammy Hagar.
Oh.
But he did do Technical Ecstasy.
Did you know if Sammy Hagar was to get together with Emerson, Lake, and Palmer, it would be called Help? Hagar, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
Man, he also did...
He did Hagar, Shown, Airs, and
the Song Remains the Same in Presence.
Okay, that's more than one. You lied.
What about the album To the Hill by Golden Earring?
Hey.
Ah!
Was that the one that had Twilight Zone on it?
I don't know.
I almost stepped into the Twilight Zone. They had a Twilight Zone marathon on TV the other day. It was weird. Have you been going to the movies at all?
Me? No.
Was that? That was a joke?
Yeah, a little
no,
bit.
There's a new Paranormal Activity movie out. Everybody's scared of it. They were scared to go see it, obviously, because it came in second. Usually those movies come in first, but... No, I've got a few on the list that I'd actually like to see. I'd like to see American Hustle.
With that chick from Chick?
Yeah. Frozen was number one at the box office.
Is that what you wanted to see it for because of What's-Her-Face?
No, I'm just going to watch The Hunger Games recorded out of a theater.
Yeah, no, that was only part 2.
Oh, okay. That's what it is. It's in the theaters right now.
Yeah, yeah. So you wanted to see The Hustle, which is...
American Hustle.
Yeah, is that the one also with Bale?
Probably.
Christian Bale?
Yeah.
And the guy, they got the thing where the guy's, I'm not a... Indian guru or whatever. I sell appliances down at the mall or whatever.
Or whatever.
He did or whatever.
He was totally all about whatever.
He totally or whatevered me.
I know.
Hey, did you hear about the new... Right. I heard about the newest technology. It's 4K TV.
$4,000?
It's probably going to be more than that. It's four times as awesome as high definition.
Wow.
4K TV.
I think they should go instead of the 3D TV, the three-way TV. Where it only shows a three-way.
Ooh.
Did you have other movies you wanted to see this year, too?
No.
Just American Hustle?
No, there's a few I'd like to see. I'd like to see that Llewellyn Davis bullshit or whatever it's called.
Ah, Doug Llewellyn.
The Doug Llewellyn story.
About. That would be a fascinating documentary.
Oh, his life before People's Court?
Uh-huh.
And the aftermath of People's Court when he had living in the shadow of Harvey Levin?
I know. And now with Harvey Levin stealing his idea, because Doug Llewellyn was going to do that celebrity gossip show.
He came up with TMZ.
Yep.
It's called
Harvey Levin stole it from him.
Yeah, he won't let them alone. I just chipped my tooth on my microphone.
Dude, that guy's going to sue the fuck out of us now.
Who is? Doug Llewellyn?
No, Harvey Keitel.
He's a lawyer. He can't sue us. Wait. That doesn't...
Did you know on this day in 1921 the Iraqi army formed?
I didn't, but I did know on this day 20 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Fucking Nancy Kerrigan got her ankle broken.
Oh, bam!
By Tonya Harding's boyfriend.
I did know that, too. I got it written down.
Oh, don't write stuff down, dude.
I never write stuff down. I wrote it down, like, 3 years ago.
I need about 350.
Did you know in 1973, daylight savings started 4 months early?
No. Why?
Because of the 1973 oil crisis.
So they had to save time to make
yes.
Dude, that makes no sense.
Also, some people who died on this day, Lou Rawls.
He's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
Dizzy Gillespie.
You'll never find... Those guys look like twins. Well, how did they die on the same
Dizzy,
day?
Dizzy Reed is still alive, though.
The fucking keyboardist from Black Crowes?
Is what? From the Black Crowes? Well, dude, he was the keyboardist for Guns N' Roses.
Well, then he went to the Black Crowes after Guns died.
Other than Axl Rose, because Axl Rose was also the pianist.
Well, I didn't even see how Matt Sorum ever got in the band with a name like Matt. How could he be in a band with those guys? You got Axl, Izzy, Slash, Duff, fucking Dizzy. Matt just doesn't...
Steven Adler... was probably one of the most controversial things to happen to Guns N' Roses.
The drummers can have a regular name, just like the drummer from ZZ Top can't have a beard, but he can have a name that says beard.
Matt Sorum, for most Guns N' Roses fans at the time, was far too technical of a drummer to be considered a fit for Guns N' Roses.
Well,
people were upset because they were like Steven Adler so much that he put, you know, just because he was... Okay, he wasn't technical, but
Steven
Matt Sorum
Adler,
was like, he's way too over-technical. He brought in, like, this 30-million-piece drum set.
Steven Adler was into a lot of drugs and cocaine.
I know, he didn't buy more drums, he bought
heroin, and what I heard about Matt Sorum is that he used to be in, like, a cult or something. Did he used to worship the devil, or was it like
he was in the Thrill Kill cult, right? Not the cult?
No, he was in the cult.
Oh, he's in the cult, so he's the one responsible for that goddamn song they play every noon, every fucking flashback. Fucking Jerry'd always turn it up at work, and I'd just shake my head. It's like, fuck, you didn't
Ian
get enough of this song last.
Do you know what Ian Astbury from
damn,
the cult
every
did?
Fucking, oh, the fucking song drives me nuts.
Ian Astbury tried to be Jim Morrison in the late 2000s and, like, appeared on some TV shows with the three original Doors singing as he was Jim Morrison or some shit. Remember that?
No.
The singer from the cult was the singer for the Doors for, like, 5 seconds. Until the fans revolted and he got murdered and then they brought him back to life.
They should.
All that's not true, but it would be a good plot.
That song just rubs me the wrong way.
If there's one thing I know, it's that that is not true. And I'm going to tell you.
This guy also died on this day. Sneaky Pete, you know that guy?
I know Sneaky Pete.
Yeah.
That fucker used to sneak in my back door. No, I don't know who's sneaky.
He's from the Flying Burrito Brothers.
Oh, my dad used to love those guys.
I didn't.
I think he still does, but whatever.
And it is
Sneaky Pete. This is his favorite.
Aren't those the guys that play down at the country fair?
No. Well, they may have once.
What's the flying guys that play down there?
That's the Fly Karamazov Brothers.
Oh, that is okay.
They're
that
not
is.
A band. They're like a troupe of juggling fools.
Yeah,
that were on
that sell hats.
They were on Seinfeld once.
They sell hats too.
I saw that guy.
I once had one of their hats until it got stolen.
The Flying Karamazov Brothers?
Yeah.
I just like to say it because I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly, but if I do, that's awesome. Karamazov.
That's one of those Russian names. That's one of those Russian names. You know, you like Dennis Rodman? Who's your favorite Dennis Rodman?
My favorite Dennis Rodman is the motherfucker who had a number that shouldn't have been allowed in basketball in the first place. And why does he think he's so special? Just because he's a blonde-haired black dude with tattoos? I don't understand. Dennis Rodman is a dick.
He dated Madonna, too, didn't he, at that time?
That was my little Dennis Rodman rant right off the top of my head.
Wow, I know, dude. I was surprised at how much you know, I didn't know. Well,
did you know
that
you're not supposed to have
a
number that's 91?
Yeah, it's
you're not supposed to have
55.
Yeah, because the ref... Yep. I shouldn't know about sportsdumb.com.
I know, that's a lot. Yeah.
I'm looking smarter than the average sport.
You would
hater.
Not do good on that show with Jay Moore.
Jeopardy?
No, Jay Moore hosts it. Put
oh,
money
Wheel
where
of
your
Fortune.
Mouth is.
Oh,
Family
Feud?
Put money
feud?
Where your mouth is.
Mouth?
Put your family where your moth is.
Why would I put my mouth? I ain't put my mouth anywhere in my fucking my mooney.
Put your mouth where your family is. All right. No, but that show is only 15 minutes long on Hulu.
Well, Hulu.
It's only been like 5 episodes so far. It drives me insane because I like a good game show that actually has some good fucking rules, and this one has none.
Like After Midnight or At Midnight.
Oh,
no
dude.
Rules.
That, yeah, well, no. Okay, this one takes it to a physical level, though. It's like, the first round, there's 3 contestants, and the first round is 12 questions, so each one get 4 questions.
Yeah.
And you get 2 seconds to answer.
2 seconds?
So it's like 30 seconds long, and then they go to commercial, and then Jay Moore tells some jokes about the guys, and they talk about whatever. The prize is each of the 3 contestants, their buddies. And you bring something on that you find that you have personal value. So, like, one guy brings his, like, magic card. And another guy brings his pan flute or whatever fucking he thinks is cool. Or his signed picture of fucking Doug Llewellyn.
Those are worth a lot, dude.
I know, dude. If I had one of those, I'd take it on there. But then the round two, like, fucking they brought out this fucking desk. These IKEA desks, not put together, they're just fucking all just all the parts, and they're like, all right, whoever gets the closest to putting this IKEA desk together fucking wins round two. And they give them, like, fucking 2 minutes.
I don't have any first-hand experience putting IKEA stuff together, but from what I've read and seen and heard, it's not easy.
Well, you put together, like, put together your own furniture together, right? Like,
oh,
those
yeah.
little fucking...
I'm a master.
I know, but how much could you really get done in 2 minutes of, like, a fucking desk?
No, you'd have to have everything set up and already pre-read the instructions and shit. It reminds me of that scene from The Wire when Kima was trying to set up some kind of a bed or some shit for her kid. She was fucking just...
Yeah.
She get it together, a piece would fall over, she's trying to set it up by herself.
That was pretty funny. But yeah, it's so quick, and then he's like, okay, you got the closest done. And then the last one is they cut one of the guys, and then it's 2 guys left. And then they each get 30 seconds to plead their case of an argument that Jay Moore poses.
I've never seen it. Is that the only place it is on Hulu?
I think so. That's the only place I've seen it. It might be on one of those man channels somewhere. But the shows are always, the questions are all about like football and fucking sports and stuff like that.
Huh.
So you wouldn't do very good.
Well... I might surprise you.
All right. I know. You did earlier.
Yeah.
When you went off about, you know, if one of his questions was, who was the player that got, who dated Madonna?
And got the most rebounds for the Chicago Bulls.
What? I know. Look at that, dude.
Hey, I know my pop culture.
It's because he wasn't afraid to throw an elbow around like that other guy. You know who else is known for throwing elbows? The mailman.
Yeah, the mailman, Shaq.
No.
Karl Malone.
Yep. Dude, look at that.
Yeah.
Fucking, wow.
But you're a former drummer from Insanity.
Dude, I'm picking you for my sports guy on trivia night down at the fucking Lucky Larry's.
You could call me on phone a friend.
I would on Dennis Rodman stuff.
The drummer from Insanity was Carl Richman. Yeah, but he changed his name to Malone because he was white and didn't play basketball. I don't know why he did. I don't know. But
that
hey,
one guy used to do a good Carl Malone, but then he did too many impressions for his own good.
I always thought that Carl Malone and John Stockton had some kind of gay love affair going on.
John Stockton with the short shorts?
Yeah.
Who's got short shorts?
John Stockton's got short shorts.
Dennis Rodman's packing it up.
Ooh.
He's going, he's packing up a bunch of basketball stars, old Ooh. Ones, to take to North Korea for an exhibition game.
I heard he was spending some time in North Korea like a weirdo.
Including Cliff Robinson, who used to play for the Trailblazers.
Yeah, and the 77 winning team, right? No, the 92 Dream Team, that's right.
Yeah, he was with the Drexler.
He was one of those black guys that played named Robinson.
Also, Steven Seagal may make a run for governor of Arizona because he considers border security as the U.S.'s number one problem. Seagal's grandfather was from Mongolia. When will Steven go home?
He needs to be attacked by a seagull.
Oh, that would be awesome,
I'd like
dude.
To see Steven have his eyes Steven pecked Seagull. Out by Seagull. A seagull. It's like, Steven, seagull, look out. There's a seagull.
Walmart recalled a bunch of donkey meat last week in China. Did you know that?
Oh, yeah. I ate some of it before they recalled it. I got
you know why they recalled
shit.
It?
Because they were thinking about what they ate earlier.
No, because it turns out it wasn't donkey.
Oh.
It was supposed to be Five Spice donkey meat, but it had, like, fox in it, and so they recalled it.
Oh, what does a fox say?
This wasn't the first time fucking Walmart and its food crimes. In 2011, they were selling expired duck meat, and last year, I did not know this one, they had been reported to be using expired eggs in their bakery goods.
Whoa. You know how to find out if an egg's still good, though, right?
You pinch a loaf?
You just crack it. No, you float it. You put it in water, and if it sinks, it's good or it's bad. I can't remember which one's which.
I know, I can't either. But I have done it before, and I go, well, that's good. One way or the other.
Throw it away. Dan Kroll.
It's clearly sinking, so I'm going to cook it.
Dan Kroll knows that if it sinks, it's good, and if it floats, it's no go. Yeah, because it's got chicken gas from the embryo of the chicken abortion.
All you got to do is crack it open. If there's a feather in there, it's bad.
If you see a claw poking out of the shell, then there's probably a chance.
Yeah. If it opens itself.
You might be a bird.
You might be a bird.
All right.
That's
shit.
Coming
we,
back.
We better get the fuck out of here. It's Monday.
Get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here. We had a guest come in the middle of the show. We didn't even announce him, so he'll be on off with us on Wednesday. And check this out. I got some new outro music here that you've never heard before.
Oh, I wrote this shit.
I know. Did you send it to fucking Floyd?
Floyd?
This is a new GarageBand hit.
What?
Yep. He didn't make it for us, but I took it. All right, you guys. Thanks for listening on Monday.
Thanks, Floyd.
We'll be back. He doesn't even know why we're thanking him. Hopefully he'll listen and be stoked that we use it again.
Yeah, if he remembers this song.
This is all bass and drums. No, he just released it.
I know. Sometimes I'll release a song and then instantly forget about it.
It's called Four String. I thought you called him and said,
Four Loco.
Hey, you guys have a good Monday and we'll see you on Hump Day and we might just hump you.
Yep, hump on.
If you listen with your ear pussy, we're going to stick our podcast penis in your ear hole. Flames might be on the show, too, if we get him to talk.
And Phil Everly will still be dead.
Uncle Phil from Duck Dynasty died?
No, Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
I told you about it. Forget
it. Prince of Bel-Air.
I know. We'll see you on Wednesday, guys. Hey, piggies. What's going on? That sounds odd, but I don't care. Hey, here's some stuff you should go do. If you ever think about doing open mic comedy or stand-up, you got several chances. Every Tuesday at Capital City Theater in Salem at 8 p.m., it's free if you're doing stand-up. It's $5 if you're not, but it's a great venue, and it's a fun room to do, so do that. And also every Wednesday at Tiny Tavern with your host, Mac Chase, and that's in Eugene at 4th and Blair. It starts at 9 o'clock on every Wednesday. And then every Thursday at 8 o'clock at the Green Room, an open mic, which is 710 Willamette, right next to Doc's Pad. We got Donk Gong Comedy every other Monday at Taylor's Bar, 13th and Kincaid, also in Eugene with the guys from the Donkey Show. And then in Portland, there's like open mics every night. Check out pdxcomedyblog.com. That will give you all the open mics and showcases going on up there. Here's a few that I'm going to be involved with that I'd like to share with you. January 25th, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Bond's Garage in Eugene. It starts at 5 in the afternoon because it's an early show, 5 to 7. It's free. This month, Max Brockman, Gina Ginsburg, Isaac Paris, Sarah Lowe, Melody Dodd, and myself, and a few others will be telling clean-ish jokes. Then, January 31st, it's the Grand Slam Comedy Show number 3 at Denny's in Albany. It's 9 p.m. and it's free. Seth Mielstein, Mac Chase, Mike McGowan, Max Brockman, and possibly some Dustin Gatchel action. I will be hosting that one. That's a Friday, January 31st. Oh, yeah, don't forget, I almost did. January 25th also, the same Saturday as Bleepin' Funny. Later in the evening at 9 p.m., it's Comedy as Advertised with your host. Seth Mielstein. That's at the Granary Pizza and Nightclub in Eugene on 5th. It's a $3 to $5 sliding scale. I think that might be the same night as Mike Birbiglia, also in Eugene, at McDonald Theater. So don't miss out on that one. February 14th, it's Valentine's Day, and it's a Friday, and we're having a couples comedy show in Brownsville at the Saloon there, 9 p.m. Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, I'm going to find out how you pronounce it one of these days and get it right. Until then, I'll just say both. I will be doing a feature set for those guys as they headline the Brownsville Saloon on Valentine's Day, their he and she comedy show. February 26th at the Mill Casino in Coos Bay, it'll be me, Terry Guile, doing two shows at 7 and 9:30. Coos Bay is a long drive, but hey, what the hell? I don't even know who I'm featuring for yet, but it'll be somebody. And then don't forget about the two big guys coming to Eugene. You got Jerry Seinfeld on February 6th at the Holt Center, and then Bill Cosby March 2nd for an early show at 2 p.m. because he's old. Okay, let's run through these music shows real quick. Friday, January 17th at Hawthorne Theater. It's DRI with World of Lies, Vultures in the Sky, and Roadkill Carnivore. Tickets are $15 in advance, $18 at the door. Then on the 18th, it's Philip Anselmo and the Illegals, the guy from Pantera and Down. You know him. Proven will be open the show. $20 and $25 for tickets. Zappa plays Zappa Friday, January 31st at the Roseland Theater with Dweezil and the guys. Tickets are $25 in advance, but you pay $20 more if you wait to pay at the door, so $45 at the door. Soulfly is coming back to the Hawthorne Theater on February 2nd. A lot of good shows coming up. February 27th, Death Angel at the Hawthorne, The Sword at the Hawthorne March 17th, and Carcass March 30th at the Roseland with Black Dahlia Murder and Gore Guts. We'll have more information on all those shows coming up and future plugs. Thanks, you guys, for listening. Now get back to tagcastpodcast.com and listen to our show, or else I will kill you. Not really. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace out. Nookas. You know what a nooka is?